Well, what we've seen in this parliament is, despite the cuts, social security spending hasn't come down. Social security spending is £25 billion higher. That's more than £900 per household higher than what the government set out to do in 2010. £25 billion more than they set out in 2010.
Are you including pensions in that?
That's the whole social security.
So you are including pensions, which are naturally rising because we're an ageing population.
But the Office for Budget Responsibility say that the reason why social security spending has not come down is because the wage growth has been so weak and rents have increased by so much. And the reality is we've had a 45% increase in the number of people who aren't being paid a living wage, and we've got a 40% increase in the number of people in work but getting housing benefit.
Okay.
We've got to ensure that work pays, and increase in the minimum wage
and zero-hour
contracts.
I'm sorry, Rachel. The point is that, remember, you know, your government crashed the economy. We had a fall in GDP of 6%, and over a million people lost their jobs. Now, you know, let's have a look at this. The welfare budget grew by 60% under your government. And in this parliament, by this year, this financial year, welfare spending overall, including pensions, will be down below 2010, and working age will be back to the position before the start of the recession. That is the clear figures. It's in the OBR's report, and these are GDP figures. So, honestly, you know, it's and there is one point here. You have attacked us incessantly for not having got housing benefit down enough, even though it's falling. And then at the other time, you tell us we're far too harsh on housing benefit and it's rising. I don't understand where you are.
But let me explain it to you, Ian.
Briefly, please.
Because it's very clear. We need to tackle the root causes for the rising Social Security bill. So we need to ensure that more people are paid a living wage, that the minimum wage keeps up with the rising cost of living, and we tackle rising housing costs. And yet in the last 5 years, the number of people paid less than a living wage has gone up by 45%. The number of people on zero-hour contracts up 20%.
But it's not Labour's policy to pay the living age throughout the public sector, is it?
Well, our policy, and Ed said this at Citizens UK yesterday, is that in the first year of a Labour government, all cleaners in government departments will be paid a living wage, and by the end of the parliament, everybody in government departments will be paid a living wage. But we are also introducing make work pay contracts to help firms do the right thing and pay a wage that people can afford to live on.
So under the next Labour government, everybody will get the living wage who works in the public sector?
By the end of the parliament, everyone working in government departments and contracts from government departments will be paid a living wage. But we